The main techniques of self-introspection started from reading the Buddhist Sutra. The Sutra's insightful wisdom will guide us to observe the changing world and as well as the changing mind flow of thoughts or the changing mind flow of concepts. This is the so-called the wisdoms of observation. So because of the ignorance in ordinary people is puzzled by the five basic bad dispositions of greediness, hatred, idiot, arrogance and suspicion, and as well as by regarding the body as the true oneself, or regarding the extreme weight of prejudiced thinking as the truth oneself of thinking, or regarding the wicked will as the truth oneself of belief. Therefore, one can observe the mind flow of the above rationale and thoughts in order to reduce the trace of ignorance. If one have to break off completely from one thought of greediness, one also have to break off from its deep root of initiator portions of the thoughts. In greediness, not just compressed it or stopped the superficial actions of represented portions of the greediness. So, as a beginner, as a mind observer, we have to know about what sutras teaching us. It's the mind float or the mind thought can be divided into two portions. One is the initiator portion as a started point of the thought. And the other half, the other part or portion is the superficial way that in a presented portion of the mind thought. So it's a rather coarse portion in the presented way by the thought itself. But indeed, we have to observe in a deep and fine way in observations the mind flowed in a initiator point or initiator portions of the mind that started or begins. So it is quite difficult to detect this kind of fine and deep initiator portions of thought. So as a beginner, we have to try at least to detect the coarse and superficial weight of thoughts that generated out of our mind and stop it before we applied it in action. So, as a reminder or warning, an experienced mind observer have to go deep further to increase our power of observations into a broader, deep and fine observer. In order to detect the root of the thought generated in our mind. That means the mind arousal of thought and feelings in a profound, deep and fine portion that we have to get rid of. Instead of get rid of the presented portion of the mind flow. So, during the practice, in meditation, if one can be attended in the class, so we can have more chances to notify it in the practicing way, to teach you how to observe, not in a cult's way, in observing the presented portions of the mind flow, but in a rather deep and profound, fine way, in observing the initiator part of the mind generated thought. So, back to our lettering, the explanations and the ignorance in the 12 Nidanas. So, ignorance in the 12 Nidanas is the root of life and death. And also, the five basic bad dispositions are the seeds of the ignorance. So, if one have to get rid of the ignorance first, one have to be practicing in get rid of the five bad dispositions of the greediness, hatred, arrogance, idiot, and arrogance. So it is the method in observations to find the bad disposition seat, and as well as accordingly, by that way we can get rid of the ignorance too. So ignorance in terms of that kind of bad seed dispositions in our thoughts that generated out of our mind. So first of all, we have to get rid of that kind of bad seed or bad disposition of seed that generated out of our mind. That means we can get rid of the step by step, gradually, for our ignorance. So ignorance is no form of aversion, but instead is a seed of the five bad dispositions contained in our eighth alaya, visionary consciousness. That means it's causing the ignorance ways of life and death accordingly. In other words, the ignorance ways are coming from the eight visionary consciousness and the visionary consciousness activities. So as mentioned before, in the 12 Nidanas, ignorance-inducing mind arousal to urge. Mind arousal to urge inducing the eighth alaya, visionary consciousness, that in turn to enter into the embryo. So it is the first visionary consciousness, that is the alaya. Alaya, visionary consciousness that enter into our embryo to mix our embryo alive and growing. That can be explained clearly. What is the ignorance or the eight alaya consciousness is all about? It is added as an initiator of life. So that means it arousal to urge to become life by our eight alaya consciousness to act in terms of the best seed buried in our eight alaya consciousness. So The Eglerons seat that burrowed in our eighth alaya consciousness can be divided into two kinds. One is the prominent type, and the other is non-prominent type. Why it can be divided into a prominent type? Because the seeds already planted in, it got its maturity already, so it can retribute into effect or urge to rebirth or reincarnate again for the next life straight away. No time to wait, because it's already reached its maturity. So when we are observing our mind, once our thought started, that kind of seed is already having a karma force. But it is not in the full maturity because it's not put in interaction. If that kind of thought is already put into an action, that means but that kind of acting reinforces in a daily life the karma seed that planted in that thought is become maturer. So when we're practicing meditation, to find that kind of initiator thought first, and then get rid of it before it becomes to take into action, to become a behavior, you know. So action or behavior, sort of seed that planted in our alaya, is the prominent type of seed. So according to Soen Ga Masutra, Sharangama Sutra is telling us that living beings with equal half of love, passion and rational thought are born to be human beings. And then love passion, we know that, is a craving for love. It's no wisdoms at all. It's only the love passions. It's a food of idiot act. It's a food of ignorance. That is no meaning of wisdoms at all. But in other way, in rational thought, comparatively with the love passion, this is rather a rational thinking. So when living beings with half portions in love passions and half portions in rational thinking or rational thoughts are born to be human beings, but if with 6 to 4, that out of the 10 parts, ratioed of love portion to rational thought, are meant to be born to be beings of the sea, ground or fly. So living beings in the sea, or living beings that on the ground, like the animals, or living beings in the fly in the sky, like a bird. So all the living beings on the ground or on the sea or with a fly, that means the love portions become bigger. And that means the wisdoms become lesser. So with 7 parts of love passion and 3 parts of rational thoughts, are born to be hungry ghosts. And 9-to-1 ratio of love passions and rational thoughts. That means only 1 portions of rational thinking or rational thoughts, and with 9 parts in love portions, that kind of beings are born in the health of continuous or intermittent sufferings. And with totally 10 parts of love portions, love passion are born forever in the hell of Avicii. Avicii, the hell of Avicii in Buddhism sutras, is the ultimate or sufferings in the living kinds. Because of the inner life force coming from the eighth alaya consciousness, that urge to take action, that have to induce the retributions to reincarnate again for the next life. So the influence of the activities of the eighth alaya, Vijnana consciousness, is a very important Vijnana consciousness. But in fact, from the eighth alaya, Vijnana consciousness, he comes with the 7th adhana, Vijnana consciousness. The 7th adhana, Vijnana consciousness, are derived from the 8th alaya, Vijnana consciousness. So the originated alaya, Vijnana, can be derived into the 7th adhana, Vijnana consciousness. So according to our Buddhist sutras, the 7th adhana, Vijnana consciousness, can be explained as the self, the concept of self, Vijnana's consciousness. So once the alaya, Vijnana's consciousness, enter into the embryo, it comes with the 2nd thought immediately. The 2nd thought, derived from the alaya, is the 7th. It's the 7th adhana, Vijnana consciousness. So it is a very important concept that the 2nd thought is the concept of the self that is originated from the alaya. And after the 7th adhana, or the self concept, Vijnana consciousness, comes up again, and then with the derived further, or derived further into the 6th Vijnana consciousness. The 6th Vijnana consciousness can be named as the functioned in differentiating the outside world. We can make a judgment, or we can make a judgmental action when seeing things from the outside world. So we call it the 6th Vijnana consciousness as the differentiating mind consciousness. So with the differentiating sixth, Vijnana consciousness, he comes with the five types of Vijnana's consciousness, together with the sixth Vijnana consciousness working, because when the baby at birth, the baby is crying loudly. When it see the extreme light from the outside world, that kind of stimulant that stimulates our mind or our eyes to see. That means with our eyes consciousness, original consciousness, working with the eyes organs. With the eyes organs, our eyes, Vijnana consciousness, together with the differentiating, or the sixth differentiating Vijnana consciousness, we can differentiate what are objects that we are seeing. But in fact, from the background, from the seventh Adhyayana, self-concept, Vijnana consciousness, telling us that we like it or not. Because the self-concept of like or dislike is already buried in our seventh Adhyayana or eighth Alaya, Vijnana consciousness. So it is a correlated function or correlated manipulation making our eyes to see. Once is giving birth through exposure to this outside world. So, conclusively, our mind can be divided into eight kinds of Vijnana consciousness. The first is the Alaya, the eighth Alaya Vijnana consciousness. That will enter into the life embryo first. And then, after they enter into the life embryo, the eighth Alaya Vijnana consciousness can be deviated into seventh Adhyayana Vijnana consciousness as a self concept will comes up. And then with the Alaya and Adhyayana Vijnana consciousness, he comes with the sixth type of the Vijnana consciousness in terms of the functions in differentiating things. That for what we're seeing. So, through that again, with the sixth differentiating Vijnana consciousness, he comes with the five types of Vijnana consciousness, including the eye consciousness, the ear consciousness, the nose consciousness, the mouth consciousness, and the body consciousness. So, eye, ear, mouth, tongue, and the tongue consciousness. Eye, ear, nose, tongue, and mouth. and a body. And including the sixth consciousness, we call it the previous six kinds of vijñāna consciousness. So, that is all the eight kinds of vijñāna's consciousness is all about. Because it got different kinds of functions with it within our unit one mind. So it is a sick person. Our mind got sick. Because once we enter into the life, our mind become divided into different kinds of vijñāna consciousness activities. So in our meditation, we have to purify it into one mind. We have to purify it into one unit mind. In terms of get rid of the all the mind activities through the five vijñāna activities, or the sixth differentiating mind activities, or the seventh self-concept mind activities, or the eighth alaya, originated mind activities. So it is the purposes or the goal that we have to reach, or we have to purify it during our meditation. Since the ignorance secretly aroused it as an inner force, they already have a concept of self existing in the eighth alaya, vijñāna's consciousness. So here comes with the seventh adhyana, vijñāna consciousness. So with the first thought that originated from the eighth alaya, vijñāna consciousness entering the embryo, he comes with a second thought. The second thought of the seventh adhyana, vijñāna, which is the concept of self. So it is a complicated way of deviation of the mind. We have to purify it during our practice. So we continue to talk about the 12th Nidanas with the Namarupa. Once our alaya enter into the embryo, the embryo is some sort of a matter type of form. It's called rupa. And nama is the mind section that coming from our alaya consciousness. And alaya consciousness, that's what I'm explaining. That can be divided or derided into seven parts. He comes with a self-concept, vijñāna, and the sixth differentiating vijñāna, and the five kinds of vijñāna consciousness. That means that eight kinds of mind activities coming originated from the alaya. We call it nama. Nama is the mind. Nama is the another explanation about our mind. We call it nama. Because the nama now already entered into the embryo. That means we give it another name called nama. Nama is the mind set that enter into the physical or the matter form of the embryo. So nama-rupa, that means mind and body mixture, form of life. We call it a somatic form of embryo, is the rupa. And nema is the mindset of the eighth vijñāna consciousness. So once the nama rupa begins to grow stronger and stronger, bigger and bigger, with the six senses already grown up. During the 10 months of growing in our mother's womb, he comes with the birth again. So, the baby becomes mature and birth will be given by the mother as an exposure to these outside world stimulants will initiate our mind or our body to get function and working. So it is what is the life and death is all about. So it is controlled by our karma force that buried in our eighth vijñāna consciousness. So once giving birth, our six senses becomes working. That means our six sensory organs of eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body, with our sixth differentiating vijñāna consciousness together with the remaining vijñāna consciousness, we're working together once the contact, when one contact with the external world. Once our mind activities become working, that re-perceiving the outside world and also have a feeling of our mind, he comes with the craving. Once we received it, the stimuli from the outside world. So the sixth stages in the 12th nidanas is a perceiving within our mind from the outside world. Perceiving is some sort of touching that one perceived in our mind when in exposure to this outside world. So once it's touching our mind and our mind got a kind of feeling that generated from our mind, he comes with the second stages in the 12 nidanas, is the feeling. The feeling makes us sad or happy, that the craving for love, because you're feeling of love, you like it, and then you're craving for love. Craving is the eighth stages within the 12 nidanas. And taking, because craving inducing taking. Once your mind becomes craving for something, and your mind will plan to do or to act for taking. The act for taking is the behavior or action that is taken by someone for the things that one love. So that kind of seduction from this outside world makes us crazy in thinking about or action about and never ending for taking action for our love. So our mind is getting crazy and non-stop of thoughts were generated for coming out from our mind for planting to act. So that kind of force makes us to do the things that we like to do. That means the karma seed can be created during the action that we've done in our life, in this present life. So consequences makes us to do the things that we like. But in fact, during this life, we can induce another karma seeds again for the things that we have done in this life. So consequences is also a chance of giving us to create another karma life or karma seed again for the next life. So consequences is also the causes of and for the next life again. So during our practice in meditation or observations in our daily life, the perceiving stages in the 12 nidanas is very hard to find or to observe, because the perceiving is some sort of stimulants that we received from the outside world and then get it touchy in our mind to make us or to induce our mind to have some sort of feelings within. So that kind of activities during the perceiving for the outside stimulants, outside world stimulants, is in a very fine and profound way that for the first beginner in observing the mind activities is very hard to find out. So as a beginner, at least we can observe our mind float in a mind of thought generated stage. Once we can detect our mind activities that generated in a thought, that we have to be stop it first, and then gradually we can go in deeper and find a way, fine and profound way in observation that to find out what is the perceiving is what about. So the deep mind activities of absorption is the activity in perceiving. So our goal is to get rid of this kind of fine and profound mind activities of automation and absorption from this outer world stimulants. So stop it to absorb the external stimulants is the final goal in our mind practice. So once we can have that kind of mind power to get rid of that kind of absorption from the external world, we can say that the purifications of our mind can be reached in a fine and profound way, that we can now can stop the karma faults to replant the bad seeds or bad dispositions that are entering into our mind. We can stop it now. So it is a very important stages that we have to reach during the practice. So apart from inducing from the craving for love, and we are having the karma seat or karma force to take action again, the karma seats that generated during the action that we taken can be barreled or reinserted again as a seed into our eight alaya vijñanas consciousness. So he comes with a karma seed that barreled in our consciousness again. That means we have to be reborn again. So the 11 stages of the 7 with the 12 nidanas, it's a reborn again, because we have the karma seed that again planted in our vijñāna consciousness. So with the karma seed that matured within our vijñāna consciousness, that we have to be reborn again. Once we reborn again, he comes with the aging and death again. So within the 12 nidanas, the life will again and again without the end. According to the sutras called Mahaparinirvana Sutra, it's telling us what? The questions of aging with an answer is thought. It's thought to thought aging and the body aging. That means that there's two kind of aging. One is our body got aging, got sick, got getting old. And the other is the thought-to-thought aging, because our mind activity is got aging, deteriorating. So for the old people, the memories are getting weak. The power of mind activities are getting weaker. They can forget things. And the analysis by the mind are also getting deteriorating. So that is the so-called thought-to-thought aging. And as well as our body got aging. So the five skandhas of the physical body nature and the mind nature also got aging or deteriorating. So the meaning of death, is the final living of the eighth alaya, vijñāna consciousness, from our body. Because once our body certified death, without breathing, without heart pumping, without brain activities, that means our eight alaya, vijnana consciousness had already coming out from our body. So it is the eighth alaya, vijnana consciousness, is the last consciousness that living out of our body. So once the alaya coming out of the body, our body certified death. Our body certified that without breathing stop, and the heart stop pumping, and the brain stop working. So the eighth alaya consciousness is the first consciousness that coming into life when getting into the embryo, and also when the body comes ended, the life comes ended, and the eighth alaya consciousness are also coming out first from a body. It enter first and coming out last is the alaya vijnana consciousness. So it is a very important concept that we have to be purified out our mind step by steps and levels by levels until we're getting into the profound and deep and fine alaya vijnana consciousness. But first of all, we have to purify out our mind in a superficial way, because our mind of concentration is rather superficial. So we can detect or observe our mind activities in terms of the levels of the fifth consciousness or the sixth differentiating vijnana consciousness activities. So first of all, we have to detect at a level of sixth differentiating vijnana consciousness. So that means, in other words, we have to stop ourselves from differentiating things. So never put a concept into that I like it or I dislike it, or the man that is a good one or the woman that's a pretty one. That kind of differentiating definitions in between our stimulants that perceived, that we have to stop it first. So we have to put ourselves in observing our mind as a thirst thought. Never go into the second thought again. The first thought generated have to be stopped. Never make it into a dragging second thought or the third thought or the fourth thought again and again that linger on. That means introducing a lot of trouble or problems. When you letting this kind of thirst thought dragging along. So first of all, in observing our mind or mind activities, or observe or practicing the mind practice, or in meditation, we have to stop the second thought first. Never put our sixth differentiating vijnana consciousness in function. Stop it first, to differentiating things, and then you gradually will become more peaceful and your mind will become more purified without the activities of the sixth differentiating mind activities. Well, we stop it now for explaining the chapter 3 on the 12 Nidanas. And the next class or the next lecturings will be on the fourth chapters on the five skandhas.